Good morning. It's Wednesday, October 22nd, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A top Trump nominee has stepped down amid controversy over offensive messages. Paul Ingrassia, 30, withdrew his nomination to lead the Office of Special Counsel after reports surfaced of text messages in which he allegedly described himself as having a Nazi streak and mocked holidays honoring Black Americans. Several Republican senators had already said they would vote against him. Ingrassia denied wrongdoing and suggested the texts may have been AI-generated. Senate Majority Leader John Thune said bluntly, "He's not going to pass." The White House confirmed Ingrassia is no longer the nominee, marking another setback in Trump's efforts to fill key posts. Another news, Walmart is pausing job offers for foreign workers on H-1B visas after President Trump imposed a $100,000 fee on new applicants. The move, part of the administration's crackdown on what it calls abuse of the program, has sparked backlash from business groups. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has sued, warning the fee will make hiring skilled workers cost prohibitive. Walmart said it remains committed to talent but must adjust to new regulations. The retail giant joined several major employers reconsidering visa hiring, as the policy threatens to reshape America's tech and retail labor markets in the months ahead. Around the world, deadly overnight strikes have hit Ukraine's capital and other cities, killing at least 7 people, including 2 children. A kindergarten in Kharkiv was destroyed, and several homes near Kyiv were set ablaze. The attacks came hours after President Trump announced his planned summit with Vladimir Putin had been shelved. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the bombardment proved Russia feels little pressure to end the war. Moscow insists talks are still being prepared, though no date is set. As air raid sirens echoed through Kyiv, emergency crews battled fires across the country, a grim reminder that the war grinds on with no end in sight. Another news. In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dismissed his national security advisor, Tzachi Hanegbi. Hanegbi confirmed his removal Tuesday, saying Netanyahu plans to appoint a new head of the National Security Council. The move comes after Hanegbi publicly urged an investigation into security failures during Hamas's October 7, 2023 raid, an inquiry Netanyahu has resisted. Opposition lawmakers accuse the prime minister of avoiding accountability ahead of next year's elections. No replacement has yet been named, but the shakeup adds to growing political tension within Israel's government as it navigates the post-war landscape in Gaza. Another news. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is in Doha for talks with Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim, eyeing a potential purchase of used Eurofighter Typhoon jets. A Turkish security source says Ankara hopes to secure a deal that could include technology transfers involving Turkey's new Kaan fighter. So far, no concrete progress has been made. Analysts say the move may be part of a strategic bluff to pressure Washington into restoring Turkey's access to the U.S. F-35 program, which was halted after Ankara bought Russian missile systems. Talks continue as Erdogan looks to modernize Turkey's air force and rebalance its defense partnerships. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.